guys, this is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope, LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. This, as always, is an opinion-based podcast. I am not a therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion or account of different topics. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to the App Store, or you can go to our website, lifecopeapp.com. As always, you can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, LifeCopeLC. So, today's episode, okay, so it's an exciting topic for me, but it's something that I really don't like to talk about too much, because it's been such a personal and hard journey for me. But not, you guys know I preach self-love and self-care and all these things, but it wasn't always that case for me. And so I've made a lot of changes along the way, and the topic of today's episode is weight loss, because I weighed myself after a long time of not weighing myself, and I knew I've lost a lot of weight because I've gone several pant sizes down, and I look substantially smaller in my photos compared to what I used to look like, and I feel much better, right? But I was so afraid of the scale, and so, I just kind of want to recount my journey to it, you know? So I hopped on that scale, and it read what it read. I don't want to say the number either, because it's just a number that does not matter. But it did let me know that I lost 69 pounds based on the last number, well, the number that I saw that was the highest for me. And that was way into the 200 pounds, unfortunately. And, you know, I say unfortunately because I started having health concerns, and so I went to the doctor, and they ran all these blood tests and all these things, and, you know, it was like, you're pre-diabetic, you're pre-this, you're pre-that, and it's like, diabetes does run in my family, on my mother's side, so I freaked out, right? And right away, my doctor suggested, hey, would you consider weight loss surgery? Would you like to go talk to our surgeons? And, you know, she just assumed and believed that I would qualify, right? And that was like the moment, you know, where something just really just died within me, because I think I never had seen myself for where I had gotten, because I had gotten there with bad habits. See, there's nothing wrong with being big, you know, size large, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's nothing wrong with being plus size. There's nothing wrong with being curvy and voluptuous. Like, there's nothing wrong with any of that. But it is when you're unhealthy. Now, size does not determine health. But in my case, all the blood tests came back signaling that, yes, indeed, my body was in distress. I was distressing my body. And something had to be done, right? You know, my doctor's suggestion was weight loss surgery, and I honestly had no other suggestion other than, okay, I guess I'll go. You know, I lied to myself. I lied to my family and friends who knew that I was considering it. You know, I lied in the sense that I made it sound like, you know, my health concerns were the reason why I needed to have this weight loss surgery, when in reality it was just a simple way for me at the time, because I know I wasn't mentally ready for something like that, and see, that was key for me. I wasn't mentally ready, and I think I was able to understand that, but thanks to the process of weight loss surgery, they make you have to go to a psychologist, and so I had to go, and that was the scariest thing ever, because I learned so much about myself that had nothing to do with a surgery. You know, I took the required test, and you know, I was sitting there with the psychologist on the third appointment, which was like the final, like, yes, you can have the surgery, or no, you can't have the surgery, right? And so I'm sitting there, and he's like, you know, your test came back fine, and you know, you're mentally fit to have this surgery. I'm signing off on it. And those words, man, like, I felt not mentally fit to have that surgery, but a series of about 100 and something questions said otherwise, right? And, you know, a 30-minute, 45-minute examination. So, not examination, but, you know, consultation, if you want to call it that. And so here I am sitting at the third appointment, and he's telling me, you know, you're good to go and no problem there. And I just simply was like, no, I can do this on my own. And he was like, okay. He's like, so you don't want to have the surgery? And I was like, no, I don't. I think that I want to do this on my own. And so he simply suggested I go see one of his colleagues for behavioral psychology, like for my behaviors to study, you know, sort of see where these behaviors were rooted with my overeating and with my habits with when I overate, right? And some of those concerns that I had that I felt like if I could fix, perhaps I could also, you know, fix the diet and all that stuff. And so, you know, I would start seeing, my therapist, and oh, what a journey. I learned a lot about myself that had nothing to do with food. You know, food was just a coping mechanism for a lot of other things that, you know, a lot of other things that were showing up, symptoms that I just didn't know how to recognize, right? And so after a while, you know, during therapy, it only did so much. And I changed my habits, and I think I lost maybe like 15 to 20 pounds, and I felt good. So, and then I no longer showed pre-diabetic or anything like that. So I was fine. I felt fine. I was still very overweight. But since the tests said I was good, that was sufficient. But I was still very unhappy with my body. I was still very unhappy with a lot of things about myself. I still would find myself overeating and, you know, binging from time to time and falling into those old habits. And it wasn't until, and that was a roller coaster for a couple of years. And I won't lie, you know, I have fluctuated from small, big, small, big, small, big, small. And it's been like that my entire life. I can't remember a time that I wasn't on a diet. I can't remember a time. And it's, again, that food has always just been something to cope with. It's never been the issue. So learning this, it made, you know, things a little easier because I understood, at least, right? I understood my relationship with food because I was finally speaking the same language. I was understanding why my brain would say, you know, overeat or, you know, indulge, because food doesn't say no. Food doesn't yell at you or make you feel bad or anything. It's comforting. It's sweet. Your brain craves, you know, you crave those things that bring those good memories back. And if at the time in your life where a lot of things are going bad and the only good thing is, you know, the sweets you're eating or the food you're eating or the overindulgence, then you're going to continue to do it. And it's a vicious cycle, you know, and I feel like I've forever been trying to break that cycle. And it wasn't until about a year and a half ago that I decided to make major life changes. Not only, you know, with my body, with my well-being, with my self-love towards myself, with my relationship with my family, my parents, my siblings. I wanted to feel 100% me. And so I started making a lot of changes, and I started choosing me for the first time in my life. Like 150%, it was all about me, all about Nancy. And so there I was alone in my apartment with my dogs, and, well, not technically alone, but there I was, sitting there, in front of my mirror, looking at myself, you know, and just undergarments, and Oh man, it was surreal because I was finally seeing myself for the first time because I avoided seeing all of me for a long time. All of me fully, in every shape, way, or form. But I saw myself. And seeing myself for the first time, there was definitely hate, and I hated that I felt that. But there was also hope. But not hope because I was trying to achieve a certain size or a certain look, but because I was finally like looking at me. Like I felt like I would avoid myself, and it's like in a way I felt like I was regaining my soul by just standing there, standing, sitting. I would walk up to the mirror, I would look side to side. I mean, we've all done it. I'm sure you can imagine a time or two when you've done that, where you examine every part about you, but with hate. And for the first time, I was not doing it with hate. I was doing it with wonder, with amazement, with curiosity. And there the journey really started. It was hard. I would find myself crying sometimes in those little affirmation sessions that I would have in my mirror. I would look at myself and I would jiggle my fat, no other way to put it, and I would look at it, and I mean, I even have videos and everything, because it was like I needed to see myself, not because I wanted to hate the body I had, or the body I was living in. I just wanted to see myself for the first time because I felt like I had been hiding from me. And I just started doing that. And I started dancing around my living room. And then all of a sudden, I would hike here and there. And I started making some dietary changes. Yeah, I stopped drinking coffee so much, like Starbucks and, sugary coffees. But I just started making little changes. And now, when that scale read, you have lost 69 pounds, it shook me, but at the same time, it meant not so much because I still feel the same as I did a year and a half ago. The only difference is that I can look at myself in the mirror and I just see all of me, all of Nancy, all of my soul, everything that embodies who I am, right? All the journey that it took to get here. And if you're struggling with your weight, don't hate your body. Take the time to look at yourself. And you know what? Like, it's okay being where you're at. I think I would have been so okay being where I was at because I just wanted to accept me. So I encourage you to sit in front of your mirror and take in all and everything you are and just accept you for you. And if you want to take a journey into weight loss, then I hope that you'll listen to the next podcast. And I will go into more detail as to what some of those dietary changes that I did. But if you can accept you for where you're at and you're happy with how things are and you like indulging and enjoying the deliciousness that, food has to offer, go ahead. There's nothing wrong with that either. But just see you for you. That's all I ask. That's all that you should ask of yourself, right? We should all be accepted for everything that we are. As we are currently, while we still work for whatever it is that we want to do or get to or, maintain. For me right now, today I had a bagel, coffee, veggie chips, and I'm probably about to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right now. I haven't really had so nothing very nutritious today, and I'm kind of mad at myself. But yesterday I had a really great meal, and so it's just balance and finding what works for you. But I hope you'll listen to to next week's podcast. And as always, be happy, be well, be healthy. You can follow us on social media, LifeCope LLC. Of course, you can always check out our website, lifecopeapp.com. And you can always check me out on Instagram, NancyPants1989, or my website, nancyiperez.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. See ya.